You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcasts and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
It's Thursday.
So you know what that means. It's time for Shelly Live on VOCNation.com.
Jack Cam. Hola, hola, hola. You are tuning in to Shelly Live here on VOC Nation. I am your hostess with the mostest, Shelly from Kelly. I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Hello. But it's all right. I'll take a nice little picture for Instagram.
You could just talk to me looking straight, though. See?
Okay.
Like, because then if you turn to the side, then it's not, it's just, yeah. It's new, we're trying it out, we are sitting right here, we have the microphone going, hopefully this all goes well, we got the podcast dog, Minnie,
with us.
She's taking a little nap, so I'm sure she's upset that I just woke her up. Oh my goodness, so I'm pretty sure this episode will go up on Thursday. Today is Sunday, happy Sunday, fun day. I'm going to be sending it to VOC Nation after we're done here. So here's the thing, just to be totally transparent here. So what I was doing before is I was using, of course, StreamYard to record our episodes. But the beginning, I would put in and I edited it in afterwards. And that's what this big holdup would be. Because I would take the video, and then I'd have to edit in the Shelly Live intro. Then I'd make a complete other video out of it, send it to VOC Nation. Then I'd have to rip that audio for just the audio people. And so my computer, I got to clean it up. So it's been having a rough time. And not only has my computer been having a rough time, but I've been having a rough time. I'll get into the details in a little bit, but last Saturday, I had a secret society shoot, and after the shoot, I just started feeling super nauseous, and it just was a turn for the worse. And so pretty much the whole week, I was just not of good use to anybody, and I wasn't able to, like, we were going to record this on Monday, but, oh, wow, Monday was my worst day. I just, like, spent most of the time sleeping.
I witnessed this occurrence, and I feel so bad, and I saw it just totally took you out. Like, if you were to go to the beach for a whole day, you know how you feel drained even the next day? Just, like, done.
Totally. So I'm so grateful that I feel better. I still feel 100%, but I definitely feel, I would say 70. Yesterday, it was about 60, so I upped 10% from yesterday. I had another shoot for Secret Society. We'll get into that as well. But, yeah, so I'm pretty sure when I hand in my paper to VOC Nation, they'll probably just be like, you know what, we'll put it on Thursday's show. I'm pretty sure, but I don't know, maybe they'll be like, hey, we'll just throw it up today, so we shall see what they end up doing.
Yeah. It's an experiment. It's the first time.
It is.
1.0.
It is. It is. So, of course, we have our Viet Kishats here.
Thank you very much. I noticed which golden girl.
This is mine. This is me in my future, in case you didn't know. That's me in the future.
Unfortunately, this is me a lot of the time.
So I guess this means it's officially a Thirsty Thursday? All right. Ooh, you like that?
I like that a lot.
You like that? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Cheers to this new format.
Yes, cheers. Or we could...
Yeah, we could do it here.
Virtually.
We could do it here. Boop.
And then
virtually.
And then virtually.
Boop.
Well, something we barely touched on, we started to. So, I went into today.
No, you do look good on camera. I'm looking at you, because look it. I'm looking at you on the screen right now.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at you this way. I'm looking on the screen, and I think you look beautiful.
Oh, I don't know, man. But anyways, follow me on Instagram, at GreenVenus10. You'll see some fun videos and pictures, and...
Oops.
Very Blanche Devereaux.
Uh-huh. Here, let's see what happens if we do it this way. Do we want it this way, or do we want it this way?
I like the little teeny screen is nice.
You like the little teeny screen? You know what else is nice?
I love that. Do you remember, Shelly? Or we're talking about going to the gynecologist. And
hold on. The gynecologist? You know I am going to play that up forever. Long live the fact.
That's great.
I feel there's a little choppiness, so hopefully it'll be okay when, I don't know. Again, we're just trying this out. And the whole reason, some people could be like, oh, well, why are you doing it to where you guys are literally sitting on the same couch but have different camera angles? Because when, for example, I'm talking right now, maybe I'm sharing a story, then I can do this. And then when Danielle chimes in, she could chime in. And then when you know, so, like, that's what's up. And I'm hoping that it works out because we really bush league the whole system here so that we can share the mic and get our shots here. Because that's all you need. We got to get your shots.
I think we're doing very good.
My boobs look humongous. It's because I'm fat right now. I'm fat, so, of course, my boobs get fat, too. Like, sometimes people will post online. They'll be like, oh, she just has some fat old titties. It's like, yeah, I do. Right now, I do. There's just fat old titties.
Hey, man. I am going on a weight loss journey.
I have a friend, if you remember Danielle, Karen from Las Vegas, Karen Creep.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one of the things years ago we were talking about. She was like, you know, because I saw her and she looked, when I saw her, she to me looked like somebody. Like, what do you do for a living? Are you in a band? Are you a movie star? Like, what do? You're something. And she was venting to me how she had like gained a couple pounds or whatever. And I was like, dude, you look awesome though. And she's like, the thing is though, I do love the boobs.
I know. That's the best part. And I've been noticing, I've been looking at old pictures of when I.
I never thought you looked flat and sad ever.
In that picture I did, because I didn't have a bra on. There's no support, blah, blah, blah.
So but what happens if you lose weight and you lose your boobs?
It's just the price you pay.
Would you rather have the boobs or the small waistline?
The smaller waistline. Here's the thing. I was told because I...
Well, all that is you have to build those muscles is what it is. Mm-hmm. You have to build those muscles so that when you lose the fat, it's still there. That's the thing. And I hear you. You know, yesterday, as I mentioned, first of all, Danielle is like the in charge camera girl for Martinez Girls production. Yes. And she was the camera girl for the customs yesterday. I had two matches of bra and panties, two bra and panty matches with Jen Thomas. And here's the thing. I knew it was coming, and last week we were supposed to shoot it, but there was just no time. Imagine, Danielle, last week, if I had to stay 3 extra hours to get those matches, how much money that would have been. We'll get to those details in a moment. So I had an extra week, and here's the thing. You know, I was doing really good on getting back on track. And then, as I've talked about so many times on all of my podcasts, all my videos, since about last August, I've been really going through it hardcore. Like, this next August, I'm going to be a completely different woman than I was last August. Mm-hmm. So, it's a lot. It's good, but it's a lot. And I don't know, like, an extra 5 pounds just crept up on me. And this is week three or four of me being back on top of like how I do things. Like even today I was like, okay, my whole thing is that I want to eat pretty clean all week, like be good all week. Right. And train all week, and then on the weekends I don't want to track my calories, I don't want to work out, I just want to do whatever. It doesn't mean that I'm going to go and stuff my face all weekend. It just means like I'm not going to worry about whatever. So doing it Monday through Friday in the past like that really showed me how to have portion control. So when the weekend did hit, even if I did eat what I wanted, like every single meal, I got fuller faster because I had taught myself that portion control. I think throughout the years, I've lost control of my portion control out of depression and just trying to, like, I never thought I was a person that used food when I'm depressed, because usually I don't have very much of an appetite, and I don't, but the thing is I'll be like, oh, I'm depressed, whatever. So I know Carl's Jr. is going to make me happy for a little bit. So I'm just going to do that, because for that 10 minutes of me eating that meal, I'm going to feel better.
Comfort food.
Yeah. And I never really looked at myself as that before. But so it was really a moment when I had to realize that I do that. Like when Grandma passed away, when Ethel passed away, when Ashley passed away, when Fred passed away, it's like, yeah, I didn't have an appetite, but when I would eat, I just wanted just a moment of happiness. So I'd go to these foods. What do you think about that? Man, here's the thing. When we lined up the shot, hold on. I mean, at least we look tan.
One of you looks so, thank you, Cameron.
Yeah, I'll take that. Yes. Tan all day. All right, so here's what happened. Well, now we have to move this closer.
Yeah.
A bit closer. So here's what happened. I think we're looking, yeah, that's where we look. The dot's there.
I'm like, where do I look?
That's the dot. So, sorry, I got distracted. No, because I heard a sound outside, but it was just one of those people that do the douchebag driving around here.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so Danielle and I, when did we record Shelly Live? Was that Sunday?
I think it was Sunday.
Okay, so
yeah,
Sunday or Monday? I think it was Sunday.
Sunday. It was Sunday.
We recorded a really awesome Shelly Live. It was over an hour, and then I felt so good about myself because last week I missed the show, and so I was like, "Yes, I'm on top of it. I have the episode." And so I told myself, "Okay, And then I went to look back at the footage to make sure it recorded and everything, and I did this whole thing where, as you saw in the clips, where Danielle goes to talk, and then she gets cut off. And then the reason why that happens is because there was no audio on Danielle's end. So then I thought, well, I'll just put some fun music and whatever, whatever. And by the time you get to this point of the video or listening, you will have known that already. And I got to a certain point where it was so glitching out that both of our audio sounded terrible. It gave me a headache to even listen to. So I told Danielle, we're just going to do a second half because I didn't want to lose that first half.
Yeah, exactly. And I am a conspiracy theorist, and I don't know, it's just very convenient that my audio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
So we're going to talk about something completely different because now it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. You're going to see or hear this tomorrow, Thursday, on VOC Nation. If you would like to, when you say, oh, every time I watch or listen to Shelly Live, I hear you guys say, oh, you can watch. Yes, you can if you join the premium. So go over to VOCNation.com and you just click on there. You can join the premium. And that's where you'll be able to see some video with your audio.
Mm-hmm.
I just did a live stream with my secret society right into doing my smoking session with Stoner Jesus. Then I ate and now I'm doing this. So I'm like, wow, right now.
It's a lot, man.
And then Danielle brings shots in. I was done drinking for the night.
Oh, my bad influence.
You got to do it for the podcast, it does.
Well, for the cast, for the redo, because that's just
redo
how
it.
It's, you know, Martinez Girls production style, you know. Here's the thing. I like to think that we just go for it and try it. Sometimes people got to do a little troubleshooting. We just say, let's go for it. Let's do it.
Let's just do it.
Just do it, man.
Just do it. Cheers. Cheers to this round two.
Round
the
two.
The redo.
Redo it. Thank you, Blanche Devereaux. Can you pass her over?
Totally. I think you should turn.
Okay. Angling myself for you just listening audio.
Like, yeah, sorry about that.
What? But dang, we look tan.
I know. I
like this. I can get used to this.
I know. You know why? It's because we have black on. Yes. And we have the white background.
Yes.
And then we have the blaring white. But that's all I got right now. I keep looking over here because usually the hole's here.
I know. I'm kidding. Like, it's because it's like backwards. But, you know, me and Shelly are not strangers to matching. And today I saw her in her black dress and I said, you know what? The last time we did this that got all funked up, I really wanted to wear this flower. And what my outfit that I had on that day, it's really a weird kind of dress. It is like blue and pink and gray, but
But sometimes it just reminds me of purple. And then when I try to match purple with it, I'm like, wait a second, this is not purple. It's just a bunch of different colors that kind of could blend into purple, but this is not purple. And I was really bummed out, and I was actually running behind because I couldn't find an outfit that matched my flower. So I said, you know, I just give up, whatever. I wear black too much on these live streams, so like
I'm you can never wear too much black. Who cares? Almost everything I have is black. I love color, though. That's the thing. People think that, oh, Shelly just always wears black. But it's like, that's not true. It's just, it's crazy because I just always been attracted to black. And that's just it, okay? So there, I look good in it, whether I'm fit Shelly or fat Shelly. You know, it's very consistent with my mood. And to be honest with you, I know this might sound kind of like, I don't even know what, but I feel like I've been in mourning ever since my grandma passed. So, I don't know. Like when, back in the day, when like somebody's husband would pass and they would just wear black for the rest of their life, it's kind of how I feel.
Wow, the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a commitment.
Not that I do, because I love color. I do.
Yeah.
But I've always been very drawn to black, and that's it. Like, I always black. I don't know. Even, like, with my furniture, I always like it to be black. Like, Danielle can attest, all the, like, everything's always black. Oh, what color? Black. And it just...
Our dogs.
Black. And the thing is, like, for me, non-deep, morbid vampire talk, I just like the way it looks. Like, I like going into a place where maybe there's color all around, but, like, there's all black furniture. I just think it looks really cool. I think black sometimes gets a bad rap, and it's more just like, oh, it's bleh, or ugh. And really, it can give a really nice touch, black. Like, if you have a whole room that's just completely pink, but all the furniture's black, that's real cute.
Yeah, well, it's really chic. Black is something I was talking to a chiropractor who's this really fun gay man, and he was telling me, people think that black is subtle. Black is dramatic. Black catches your eye. So when people are trying to kind of go behind the scenes and stuff like that, black, not, you know, it catches your eye a little bit more. And even you're talking about a bunch of pops of color, the black really contrasts with that because it's so dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so, sometimes white, the beauty in white and beige and neutrals is it's soft.
Yeah.
And even you can have different hues of, like, you know how there's all these different shades. There's different shades of gray. There's different shades of white. That's Charlotte York right there. Different
50 shades.
50 shades of beige. And there's ivory. There's beige. There's tan. But you can kind of decorate a room with those different shades, and it still will be soft. But you put black in the equation, and it's always going to be dramatic, and it's always going to have a vibe. And even if you use a soft color next to it, it's always going to pop.
And make it cute, and that's what I'm saying. I wish my walls sometimes were pink, and then I can have black. All, like, I have most of my furniture in here is black. But I do have, like, this blue here and that blue. But, by the way, we're in my room right now.
We are definitely in Shelly's room. I am standing in front of a stripper pole, so we are definitely in Shelly's room.
Absolutely. So the thing is, like I had mentioned, I had just got done filming this week's Shelly and Stoner Jesus Smokeout. Go to ShellySJSmokeout to check it out, .com. I usually record it in here unless it's earlier in the day, because sometimes we shoot it earlier in the day. And the reason why, and I actually explained this on my Secret Society live stream, is because I feel bad to, like, take up the living room when it's after a certain time, because I feel like Danielle and Metal Jesus, it's like, I share the house with them. So, like, I want to make sure that, like, they feel they can just whatever. And the thing is I've done that before with, let's say, my Regal Beagle. But the difference with that is like, I have music in the background. So, if they're making noise or just kind of doing their own thing or whatever, like, there's music playing. Whereas on the smoking session, because we do put clips on YouTube and out there, whatever, we don't have music playing. It's just us. So, I feel like I would feel awkward, and I just feel like I don't want to do that. So usually I come in here when it's later. So I had it set up. I told Danielle, let's just go bang this out really quick.
Yeah, well, I like the idea of having an enclosed space for when you're doing, like, anything production. You know, like, you don't have to worry about anything, quiet on set, just your own little area.
Why am I so tan?
I know. Isn't it great?
But here's the thing. But now I'm looking at my face, and it's like, is everything okay?
What do you mean? It's like out of alignment?
I don't know. I mean, like, it's really dark. Am I just tripping?
It's probably shadows, and I'm enjoying the shadows right now.
We'll have a photo shoot.
Yeah. I take pictures.
I take pictures, photographic pictures.
I was just talking about Dave Gahan. We were listening to the 80s radio at work, and one of my coworkers was like, oh my gosh, I love Depeche Mode, blah, blah, blah. And I said, Depeche Mode 101, and then I talked about how we had, like, all, since, like, the 80s, their music. And Dave Gahan, even as a young Dave Gahan, had that deep, manly
he
voice. Always. He's one of those people. Like, that's just his voice. Some people try to play on their voice, not Dave Gahan. That's just him. That's it.
He can bring it up a little bit, too. I like that.
Yeah, he can. He has some range.
Not like Prince, though.
Oh, no. But it's no good.
Love it. So, shoot, there were some things I wanted to bring up, and I totally spaced on it. Because you guys, oh my goodness, like I said, secret society, smoking session, dinner, you. But you know what? It's all effing good. And I was telling Danielle before we started recording that this week was, I got my SH together. And I know next week's going to be a really good week because I, like, laid the groundwork this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just really excited about that. And that's why I was eager to just, like, whereas there's been times where I really drag my feet, especially if I already eaten. It's like, oh, man, I don't want to go and do my thing. I just want to, like, relax. But I'm just like, no, I got it. Like, all week this week, I've just been like, no, just push through, just push through. Especially because last week I got really sick. So it's like, I lost out on time there, you know? It's so crazy. And it's so crazy because something I was talking about on the smoking session with Stoner Jesus was how gnarly it is when, like, your body and your mind kind of work against you a little bit. And the thing is this Saturday that just passed, I shot some customs, and then the Saturday before I did as well. And the first round of customs that I did, even though I wasn't at my fitness goal yet, I was like, okay, getting there, slow and steady wins the race, whatever. But this last shoot took very, like, many seats back. And I was like, whoa, and the scale doesn't lie. And so it literally said I gained 5 pounds. I was like, oh my gosh, like, what the hell? And I just, when I was editing the videos, it was bra and panties matches. So I was like, oh, great. This is going to be awesome. So when I edited them, I was like, this is embarrassing to send to these guys. Like, I don't want to send it, you know. But it did kick things into gear to where it's like, okay, you've been stepping it up. Now it's time to step it up even more. And it's so crazy because all week I've been having that in my mind. And it's almost like I needed to see how in my mind I was failing to finally be like, that's it. Like, no. Mm-hmm. And it's so crazy because it hasn't even been a week and I feel better. And those 5 pounds I weighed myself this morning are gone. And I was like, whoa. But a big thing with that is I got sick. I've been going through a really rough time. And then on top of that, this morning I started my period.
That adds a lot.
normally when I start my period, yeah, I'm going to feel bloated. Yeah, maybe there's going to be some water weight. But it's crazy that I realized that this time was different when my body was getting prepared for that, because I was holding on to so much because I'm going through so much and I was sick. And it's just a trip how your mind and body work together sometimes. And it's just like, mm-hmm. and that going back to that old saying, like, you got to let things go. And it's like, it's true. If you don't let it go, and I know it's a process, don't get me wrong, it's not easy and it's a process, but it's like how that can weigh on your person. It's just such a trip.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And you know, physically, there's been times where we have worked on set and we work out all week, eat really clean, but we're on set somewhere where there's some heavy energy or vibes. Then all of a sudden, like, we look super bloated. I'm like, where did this come from? This is what? Why? It's shocking.
It's crazy. And it's, I don't know, it just tripped me out. So I wanted to share it here too on Shelly Live. Even though this is round two, but hey, everything happens for a reason. And the thing is when we recorded on Sunday, that was the day after, and I already knew what the footage looked like. So, and to be honest with you, we didn't watch what we already shot yet. So, like, I don't remember what we exactly talked about.
I have an idea. No, I mean, where it cut off.
Like, yeah, I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember. So, the point is like, my energy, even in that, like what you guys just saw like a little bit ago, was different than now. Mm-hmm. And it's so crazy because I have been feeling for like the last couple of days, more so even today, like when I keep saying I want to be this version of myself that I used to be when we lived in that studio apartment, I feel like I'm like way closer than I've ever been right now. And it feels good. Like even when grumpy metal Jesus has been doing his thing, I've been reacting differently. And what's crazy is I see him react in a positive way. And then on top of that, it reminds me, like, he met me when I was like a better, more positive vibe Shelly for sure. And he used to tell me, like, I made him feel better about himself and make him think about things differently and look at himself a little differently. And mm-hmm. it's like, I think I've been so going through it. Sometimes I come across differently or I reacted a way I shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, wow, that's right. Like, this used to be how we were. It tripped me out.
Wow. There you go.
Sometimes you just got to be a fatty in your 20s to realize you got to get your shit together. You know? But it's true. And this has happened to me before. I was thinking about the last time I was the weight I was this past weekend that made me so, like, disappointed in myself was when I was first getting looked at by WWE. And I remember Johnny Ace told me that I had a really pretty face that I needed to lose weight. And I remember people were like, how can he say that? And I was like, he's right. Look at my gut. Like, no. And I did. And then they signed me. And so that's something that this time around that I'm dealing with this, I'm like, you know what? I was getting looked at when I was like this before, but I look better now than when I did then. So it's fine. But, like, do what you got to do. And it's really triggered that, like, part of me. And it's almost like maybe, or I know, that whatever lies ahead for me, I had to reconnect with that fatty Shelly that weighed that mount. And I'll let you guys know when I feel more comfortable talking about it. But when the last time I weighed that, like, I had to reconnect with that girl and the good parts about that girl, like how I didn't go, oh my gosh, I'm going to starve myself. I was like, all right, I better get serious. Mm-hmm. And actually, I remember Biggie Biggs, he was with me when I got looked at and it was told that. And he was like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get you into shape. You know, we're going to get you in that. And it was the support that was there. And I think that's why I was so disappointed later in wrestling, because that's the kind of connections I was having with people before, like not before WWE, or I don't want to blame it all like in WWE, but it's like in the early stages of my wrestling career, I had people, instead of being like, oh, F Shelly, like, shit, I'm jealous, I had people like, yeah, okay, let's do it. Let's get you ready so next time you're going to get that contract. And then when I did, like, to this day, Biggie Biggs is still on my Facebook. So it's like, you know what I mean? And it's just like, I needed to reconnect with that girl, and I did, and I feel better.
Good.
The only thing that keeps weighing on me, though, is those Mertzes.
Yeah, and, you know, it's going to be a process, but you just have to deal with it in every single form that you are, whatever phase you're in. Just try your best in each phase.
It's true. It's a trip. It's all a trip, but such is life, right? Well, we'll be back next week. We got some things to talk about that we didn't get to because it's late. I gotta go. I gotta get this into VOC Nation tonight.
Turn in your paper.
I gotta turn in my paper. So thank you guys so much for hanging in there with us. We'll be back next week and we'll be here same bat time, same bat channel. I keep saying that, but there's no like time, I don't think, yet. Set time. Same bat channel. And hopefully we'll have our SH a little bit more together. And when I say we, I mean me. Until then, I'm Shelly from Cali. She's Danny California. And we'll be smelling you later. Adios.
Toodles.
This is the Slickster, the Doctor of Style, and you're listening to VOC Nation.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you know Ray there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Cam Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Dylan, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
On Wrestling with Problems, we deal with two things, wrestling and problems. On the wrestling side, we cover the major feds as well as the indies. As far as problems go, we cover our problems, American problems, and world problems. Sometimes the problems are even related to wrestling. Every week, comedian King David Lane and wrestler, promoter Chris Best discuss the best and especially the worst in the world of wrestling with a heaping dose of comedy. Check us out live on VOCNation.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school, match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stiles of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in his mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.